What are the facts of the investigation into these allegations of voter fraud in last August's primary election?
Well, what the state attorney's office found is that, in that August primary, they found 22 people whose signatures were forged on absentee ballot request forms. Now, these are the kind of paper forms that you have to send in order to receive an absentee ballot. You know, of these 22 people, one of them was actually a state attorney's office employee and her three family members. And 17 of these 22 were all within an area of Riviera Beach and West Palm Beach in which three candidates, their districts all seem to overlap. And that's County Commissioner Mac Bernard, State House Rep Al Jaquette, and State Senator Bobby Powell.
In the prosecutor's report, are there official accusations that voter fraud did occur?
They call it voter fraud in the report. Now, the report has a number of problems in it that we've dug into and other people have dug into, but they classify it as voter fraud.
And the fraud that they're alleging here isn't fraud with the actual ballot, but it's fraud with the request for what we used to call absentee ballots, now called mail-in ballots. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, they're called mail-in ballots now because you don't actually have to be absentee to get one.
And Lawrence, is that breaking the law? Is that against the law in the state of Florida to sign your name to somebody else's absentee ballot request?
Absolutely. It's actually, they classified in the report as felony forgery, but it's also illegal to request an absentee ballot for someone else who is not a family member. They don't actually mention that in the report, which is one of the weird things about it. But so each one of these counts would actually be two felonies.
Did they change the outcome of any of these elections?
No. The 22 themselves, no. That wouldn't have made a difference. But you know, when you look at these three races, you saw that for two of them, these candidates actually lost at the polls. People who actually showed up to vote voted for the other guy. But when all these absentee ballots started pouring in, these candidates got crushed. Priscilla Taylor, for example, she's the county commissioner. She was the incumbent in that race. She actually had something like 770 votes over her opponent, Mac Bernard, on election day. But she lost in absentees by about 1,200, 1,300 almost. So she lost the race because of that.
What was the chain of custody of these mail-in ballot requests and the ballot themselves?
We don't know because it's almost entirely not addressed in the 24-page report. What we do know is that they do mention a person of interest that they were looking at. It was a guy by the name of Delano Allen. And they described Delano Allen as working for a company called Sky Administrations, which is a kind of an election campaign company that made signs for these three candidates, almost exclusively for these three candidates. And it's actually owned by, that company is actually owned by Mac Bernard's aide. That's, of course, not mentioned in the report at all. But this guy, Delano Allen, was seen on video dropping off bundles of absentee request forms at the Supervisor of Elections office. But police never actually interviewed Delano Allen. They did not mention also in the report that Delano Allen is Bobby Powell's legislative aide.
The smaller the election, is it the greater the risk?
Yeah, it's almost always in these smaller races that this happens, where they're easier to swing, they're easier to sway. There have been 20 people since 2010, at least 20, who have been arrested for absentee ballot fraud. And it was almost all in these small races where, an election hinges on a couple hundred votes.